Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Ron Ananian. What Garrett had done was he tried to replace the air filter on this Q50, and he didn't have the air cleaner lid lined up exactly right. And when he tried to get the top clip in, it was under such load, it snapped the corner of the plastic housing off.
The Car Doctor.
Four-wheel drive?
Got four-wheel drive.
Okay.
It seems to be run just fine. Everything seems to be going just fine on it, except for the darn sound.
If you put it in four-wheel drive, does the noise go away?
I don't know. I've never tried that because I'm usually going pretty fast when it happens.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Ania, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now...
And then I walked through the Lincoln Tunnel.
Here's Ronnie.
Oh, to walk through the Lincoln Tunnel. You know, it's funny, but we were talking about that this weekend as a family. We're, you know, family movie weekend, Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And, did you know when they filmed Elf, a little bit of an aside here, to show you that I really am a fountain of useless information at times, that they filmed that very randomly where Will, what's-his-name, Ferrell, walked through the Lincoln Tunnel in the Elf suit without a permit. They just, like, you know, just... Could you imagine the people, the look on their faces to see this giant elf walking through the Lincoln Tunnel at random one day? I mean, you see a lot of strange things in New York, but, boy, that's got to take the cake. That's
Well, I read an article the other day said when they were used to hearing little bangs and stuff on the road because he was just out in the road. They were filming and people would stop and look and hit the car in front of them.
Yeah. A lot of that, you know, in that movie, as long as we're on this subject, Elf, there's that scene. There's a couple of scenes where he walks up to random Santa Clauses and pulls down the beard and goes, "You're not the real Santa," that kind of thing. Those are random people. They're not actors. That was just him just ad-libbing his way in the scene, and they left it in the movie because they thought, oh, just crazy stuff. I don't know. Where do we want to start? I want to talk about tire pressure systems today because I thought this was – I want to talk about two vehicles as we kick off this hour of the Car Doctor. Welcome, by the way. I'm Ron Ananian here at 855-560-9900. We are live this weekend, Christmas weekend. We're working Christmas weekend. I'm leaving in 55 minutes, though I've got to get to the North Pole. Santa's already texting me and saying, come on, we got to go. We got to get ready. Where are you? So I'll be out of here early, maybe sort of, kind of. I want to talk about a 2021 Nissan Rogue that came into the shop this week via another shop. They were working on it, doing tire pressure monitoring system repairs, and they couldn't get the light to go out. They had a problem. And I'm not sure, you know, we didn't see the beginning part of the repair, but it's always the same, right? It's look, the there's four sensors on most cars. Some cars have five. Some cars have a tire pressure sensor in the spare, all right? And, you know, each one of those sensors broadcasts a unique code, a unique digital signal, you know, ABCD, you know, EFGHY, you know, whatever the number is, whatever the combination. It's usually seven letters, some numbers, some letters. It's a seven digit something. And, you know, they couldn't get the light to go out. And I started to look at it for them because I knew they were in the middle of a pickle and a sweat. And I said, all right, let's see what we can do here real quick. And the right front sensor was not reporting correctly. It got interesting, and I don't think it's because it's a 21 or whatever it was, 21, 22, whatever it takes. You know, it was just they had the wrong number in the right front. The original sensor, they brought me the original sensor, and I was able to read it, and the identifier was 037557 Charlie. And the number that I saw in there was 087557 Charlie. They transposed the 3 into an 8. So I made it a 3, and the light went out. Well, it went out when they left the shop, and then they came back to the shop, and the light came back on. And I asked, you know, we were talking about it, and evidently this had been happening to them too, because they intentionally made it an 8 because they weren't sure if it was a 3 or an 8. They tried it with a 3, and it never was any different with them. They had tried it both ways, and they were still having the issue. And I said, every time we come back to the shop, I left it as a 3. I took the old sensor, I drilled a hole in it, and I said, go for a ride. And they went for a ride. They came back. The light stayed out. They said, what happened? I said, the car, and you got to watch this about tire pressure sensors, right? It's crazy. But on some of them, the battery signal is so strong, it will, that old sensor that's sitting in the garbage can in front of your toolbox will transmit out to the car in the parking lot 500 feet away. And it will see that sensor as a dupe in the system, but it'll see zero pressure and turn the light on. Just something to be aware of. You have to destroy tire pressure sensors when you're done with them. Drill a hole, crush them in a vise, beat on them, you know, whatever you got to do. It's you can't leave it active because it does have the potential to create a problem. So I tell you that story of ridiculousness, all right, so that I can tell you this one. Then we had a 2019 Ford, I guess we're picking on technology this week, F-150 pickup truck in the shop recently. And the customer complaint was they would drive along and then all of a sudden, you know, things would stop working. The instrument cluster would go haywire, the radio, you know, the horn would start to blow, not blow, the wipers wouldn't work. It seemed possessed. And there was a pile of fault codes in that car, like more than I really want to talk about and can imagine. It just didn't make any sense. The vehicle was having a total system collapse, a 2019 with barely 30,000 miles on it. Like, what the heck's going on here? So I went through diagnostics and I found a bunch of CAN network diagnostic fault codes on the data bus and different things that it was reporting. And, you know, like where, why? I noticed that the left rear taillight, just out of the blue, unrelated, was cracked. They had backed into something, and it was partially filled with water. I said, because I know that, you know, LEDs, the newer head tail lamps, they do funny things. They monitor a lot through data control and data signal, and they're, I disconnected the taillight. Do you know that truck ran normal? Absolutely perfect. Took away all the fault codes. Everything that was cockeyed went away. The water was short-circuiting the printed circuit board inside the tail lamp assembly and creating a problem on the data network. Back to what I always say to you guys, right? The bad phone in the house, that was the bad phone in the house. That was the bad phone on the communication line bringing the network down. Of course, it brought the customer down when we told them it was going to be almost $1,300 to put a tail lamp in the truck because the tail lamp assembly was a little over 12. It was a crazy number. You know, cars are getting to the point, well, they are at the point where nobody can afford to fix them. Never mind, you can't afford to buy them, you can't afford to fix them. And, you know, just out of control. So just be aware. Technology's out there, but you got to embrace it. You got to love it. And, yeah, a bad tail lamp was creating a drivability problem in a Ford pickup truck. You just can't make this stuff up. Let's go over to Tom in Virginia, 15 Audi, and some questions about the turbo. Tom, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Good afternoon. So it's about proper operation of a turbo. What I mean is I had a Volvo XC90 several years ago, and in the owner's manual it said, before you start running the car, after you turn it on, let it idle for a little bit and then warm the turbo up and then get going. And then when you're done driving it, let it idle for maybe a minute or so or maybe 30 seconds before you turn it off just to let it cool down properly. My Audi 2015 has a turbo in it, and I've got this little nanny cam in it where it says, avoid warming up engine while stationary, go ahead and drive it immediately. And so you've got these two manufacturers who are saying different things about how to operate or drive a turbo. So what's the right answer?
I like warming things up. I just do. You know, but listen, I'm, you know, the environmentalists all think I'm crazy. You know, I'm not about hurting the earth or damaging the environment, but I just think certain things mechanically need to be warmed up. You know, and I think turbos are right there with it. I think turbos need to cool down after a hard pull. I think idling it for a minute to a minute and a half isn't the worst idea. You know, you're circulating the oil away. You're preventing the turbo from coking up, which is a carbon deposit kind of problem inside of a turbocharger. And you're taking other oil that's circulating in the turbo, moving it out and putting fresher oil in, so to speak. And over that minute and a half, the temperature starts to come down. You're getting it in the right direction. I remember years ago, and I don't think vehicles have changed that much in terms of this conversation, a friend of mine had an original GMC diesel pickup truck. And there was an option that came from the dealer at the time. It was a timer. And you could actually set the timer for 90 or 120 seconds that when you left the vehicle, pulled the key out, walked away, the truck would remain running for that length of time. Key in your pocket, locked up, letting the turbo cool down. Yeah, I guess 20 years ago or whatever time it's been since Art had that truck, I guess in that time frame, oils have gotten better and the mechanics of all this have gotten better. But I still think the physics apply. And I still see there is a need for that. So I wouldn't be.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Yeah,
I let it cool. I let the turbo warm up. I don't care. It's only like 30 seconds to a minute before I finally. What I do is I let the RPMs drop down to idle because usually they're running about 1,500 or so, and I let it get down to below 1,000. I figure, okay, now it's safe.
Right. Yep. I wonder. You know, everybody's against warming up vehicles these days. I'm not sure where that came from. But my concern is, okay, on a newer vehicle, so this is a 15. This is still an 8-year-old car, right?
Yeah.
You know, this isn't a new vehicle. And you know, depending upon where you are in the world, if it goes down below zero or, you know, into the negatives, and you start that car up, you know, things have been known to crack when it gets real cold. Things have been known to have a problem when it gets real cold. Where do you want to get stuck? Warming it up in your driveway for 3 minutes or half a mile from the house at the stop sign when a radiator hose lets go or something of that nature and then have to walk back in the sub-zero temperature? And what's that worth? So, you know, I know we're trying to clean up the environment, but we're also trying to be safe and practical. And I think that, you know, the greeny weenies, as we call them sometimes, or I think this is going a little too far. I think we've got to, you know, I think we got to have a point of practicality of safety for the human beings too, because we're driving these cars. So you keep doing what you're doing, Tom. I think you're doing it right. I really do.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. You be
Merry
well.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. 855-560-9900. I'm going to get some bad mail after this one. I know I am. Tom's going to give out the address. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Vehicle not taking you where you want to go? Well, call Ron. He's the expert at making your vehicle take you where you need it. 855-560-9900. And now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's do a quick piece of email. By the way, we're here at 855-560-9900. Night before Christmas is coming up at the end of this hour. Hey, Ron, I've got the opportunity to purchase a 2014 Ford Escape from a family member who can no longer drive. This comes to us from Frank. This email came to us this week, as a matter of fact. The car only has 19,000 miles on it. This is a front-wheel drive 2.5-liter car. It's very basic. They want 9 or 10 grand for it. I've seen some poor reliability ratings on this vehicle, and I'm a little leery of it. I will be helping my 23-year-old daughter buy it to use during grad school. Is this a good, reliable vehicle? What should I expect to do relative to maintenance when I buy it? I don't think it's been driven much recently, and I want to make sure it's okay for her since she will be far from home. Any advice you can offer would be appreciated, Frank. You know, Frank, This is almost the same car my daughter went to grad school in. True story, right? She had a 2014 Escape. It was an all-wheel drive. So, you know, this is a front-wheel drive. So, you know, this doesn't have a rear differential. You know, I thought it was a reliable vehicle. Matter of fact, I was just saying to my daughter this weekend, she's home for the holidays, visiting us here at home for Christmas. And we were talking about that car, how it went 150,000 miles. We got rid of it at the 10-year mark. At the 10-year mark, in that year prior, she had put a transmission in it to the tune of about $4,500, which isn't a lot for a transmission these days. Here's a car with 19,000 miles on it. I don't think it's going to need anything for a while. I mean, that's a pretty low number. You know, naturally, what I would do is I would go through and do, you know, all the fluids. If it's wet, change it. I wouldn't hesitate, you know, regardless of mileage. You know, brake fluid, trans fluid, coolant. I would do a fuel system cleaning to it. And understand, this is a GDI engine, gasoline direct injection. So you're going to really have to do what I call two types of fuel system cleaning. You're going to hook to the fuel rail, which is going to involve, you're going to take out the cowl and go through all that to get to it. But you're going to do a rail cleaning. And then you're going to get down. We made an adapter in the shop that allows us to tie into a manifold vacuum port nipple at the throttle body, and you're going to do a fogging of the intake system. This way you clean the injectors, you clean the back of the valves, you clean the top of the pistons. You're doing a very thorough carbon cleaning, especially on a vehicle that's, well, now 9 years old and, you know, 9 years old, and it's been sitting or low mileage. So by all definite means, a good fuel system cleaning is necessary, and I think mandatory. And then, you know, look at brakes, look at tires. Rear brakes tended to go first on those vehicles. I'm not sure why. I've seen more than a few of them. Matter of fact, Danny keeps saying I'm the escape expert in the shop. I just don't think he likes working on them, but that's a whole nother story. But I think they're good vehicles. I really do. I think that I think the Escape was one of the better vehicles Ford put out in that time frame. And, of course, you know, as it gets miles on it, I think there was issues. I don't think that's completely impossible on anything. But, you know, if that's the number, if it's 9 or 10 grand, you can't buy anything for 10 grand today. You know, 10 grand, they might show you the brochure. And, you know, it's just going to take some good common sense maintenance and regular care. And, you know, away you go. I wouldn't be afraid of it. I really wouldn't. I would just, you know, be prepared. In all honesty, Frank, you're probably going to spend 20 grand to get a decent used vehicle today. And maybe a little more. So you're coming out 10 grand ahead. Put 5 grand on the side. You've got something documented for repairs, but there's not a whole lot that goes wrong with those vehicles. As a matter of fact, you can call in and talk to Tom. My engineer Tom's got a 15 Escape with, I don't know, 380,000 miles on it. We keep threatening to donate it to the Smithsonian when he finally decides to get rid of it. But we want to try and get a 500,000 miles out of it. So if that's any indication of poor reliability, I don't know. You know, who made those reliability ratings? Consumer Reports or some other magazine? I can tell you stories of what I think of them, too. I don't think there's accuracy there. So just be mindful. This comes to us from Philip Enrico, the Superdog. Hey, Mr. Ananian, I remember listening to a past episode of The Car Doctor, and you referenced the chemical product that you liked, and I am contacting you to get the name of it, please. The vehicle is a 2008 Ford Focus SE with 71,000 miles on it, which had a new rack and pinion installed about a year ago. You know, rack and pinions are another component that there seems to be a problem in getting quality replacement parts from or for. You know, it's a real issue. We're seeing a lot of that, although we're seeing less rack replacement now because so many, well, less hydraulic liquid power steering rack replacement because everything's gone electric, but we are seeing a fair share of electric rack replacement too. At this time, there's been a small leak of power steering fluid off and on. I recall from listening to your program, there's a company out there that you made a purchase of a product. Might be worth helping to try and solve this problem. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to read my email. I look forward to hearing from you with your recommendation, Philip Enrico, the Superdog. You know, I actually answered Philip Enrico during the week by email, but I wanted to put this up here for you guys to hear. It's Lucas. Lucas Products. It's a white bottle, red ink on the bottle, short little bottle, less than a quart, I believe it is. A little more than a pint, a little less than a quart, if I recall correctly. But good stuff. Lucas makes a power steering fluid sealer or a power steering fluid that helps seal leaks, and it's worth a shot, especially in a case like this on an older vehicle with a replacement rack that might just be a little seepy. So that's the answer for one and all. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity, thump, thump, look at Frosty go.
Thumpity, thump, thump, thumpity,
thump, thump,
thumpity, thump, thump.
I like this time of year. We need a little Mariah Carey, and we could have some real good Christmas carol music.
No.
Oh, come on, Tom. You know, what's wrong? So, I know that's your favorite singer. No? You sure? That's it?
Positive.
Okay.
I'd rather hear you sing.
Really?
Yes. Because I can shut you off.
Tom has a Mariah Carey problem, folks. He would really appreciate it if you would send him condolence cards with pictures of Mariah, or better yet, recordings of her voice to his home address. I'll give it out after the show today, so just pay attention. Let's get over and talk to, let's go talk to Lois in New Jersey, 13 Lexus, and some questions and problems.
Hi.
Hi, Lois. How can I help you?
I had a knocking or squeaking noise, very slight, on the passenger side of the car.
Right.
And I brought it into my mechanic, and he changed the bushings in the back of the car.
All right.
And I still have the noise, and he's absolutely baffled. I've been going to him 45 years, and this is the first time that I ever had a problem that he couldn't find. And it's intermittent now, so it's hard to find. He took it out for a couple of test drives. And I'm just wondering what it could be.
Okay, so when you say bushings, there's lots of bushings in the rear of the vehicle. Did he happen to say, was it sway bar bushings?
I think he did say sway bar bushings, yes.
Okay, so because there are other bushings that hold the links together, you know, think of the way your fingers attach to your hand and your shoulder to the socket. There's all different attachment points. One of the things he may want to try and do, well, actually, two thoughts. When he checks this, do you know, is he checking it on a traditional lift where all the suspension is hanging in the air? Or does he have a drive-on lift that he can drive it on and put it up to get a look at it? One would be this. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. He puts it up on a lift.
Right. Is it where the wheels are hanging or he drives it on?
Hanging.
He may get to the root cause if he can find a drive-on lift. You know, if the problem happens on the ground when the suspension is loaded, it's a different look and a different dynamic than if the wheels are just hanging down. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sort of, yeah.
You know, well, you know, think of it this way. If you lift the car and the wheels are hanging and the problem occurs anytime the wheel hits a bump, that's a loaded suspension problem. If the wheels are hanging, it's different dynamics, different forces are at work where you may not see it with the wheels merely hanging in the air. So we want to try and replicate and duplicate what happens to it on the road. Right?
It doesn't happen when you're driving straight. It's only when you turn to the right.
Okay. So when he turns to the right, is the noise from the front or the back of the car?
Back.
All right. And he knows this because he hits a little bump with the front wheels and no noise, hits a bump with the back wheels and he has a noise?
I guess so. I really don't know all the details.
Well, how does it happen for you? How do you hear the noise?
Me?
Yeah.
I hear them in the toward the back of the car.
Right.
When I turn to the right.
Okay. So do this. You ever notice how in the road, you're driving along on a flat road, there's a recessed... There's a small divot in the road, a pothole that's lower than the rest of the road?
Yep.
All right. If you hit that, do you make the noise?
No.
So it's only on a turn on a flat level road?
Correct.
Okay. No bumps?
No, no problem with bumps.
All right. And is it a thunk? Is it a squeak? Is it a squeal?
It's a very slight bumping noise with a little squeak.
All right, so the squeak is telling me something's metal on metal. Something is making contact metal on metal where it's not supposed to. So now I'm going to look around under the car. I'm looking for a contact point of two pieces of metal that look shiny, like they're rubbing on each other. But something made him think it was sway bar bushings. And I'm not saying he's wrong, but what made him think it was sway bar bushings? He had to hear something in his road test. And I would ask him that. The other advantage of doing this on a drive-on lift is you will catch all of the suspension in a loaded position. You may find the fault without even realizing it. This could be a bad sway bar link that when he checks it up in the air, there are links and bushings holding a sway bar to a vehicle. Checking it up in the air may not reveal if the wheels are hanging because then the sway bar is loaded. You ever have a pain in your elbow?
Yep.
Okay. And you go to the doctor and the doctor checks and sometimes he says, you know, just hang your arm out in the air and he looks at it one way and then he tells you to put your hand flat on the desk and he feels your elbow under pressure and he feels something different. Same thing.
Yep.
Same thing. Same thing. Different model. All right.
Okay. Well,
so sometimes.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Sometimes doing it on a drive-on just makes it that much easier. All right. And that's where you want to go with that. You know, as a last thought before you go, Lois, is perhaps there are different products out there to lubricate some of the rubber components. A combination of silicone spray and lubricating fluid. Maybe some of the bushings on this vehicle are dry. Maybe the struts or the shocks have loosened up and just an overall tightening of the rear suspension would do it too. But I think you're going to find that best, like I said, on a drive-on lift, not just necessarily one that's hanging. So by all means, try that and get back to us. We're here if you need more answers at 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Welcome back. Ron Anani, the Car Doctor. By the way, I should, for the deep fans of the Car Doctor radio show, this would have been Uncle Steve's 101st birthday. Right? Just, you know, this crazy. He was a Christmas baby. Talk about, you know, being the savior, right? To go through World War II and 63 combat missions and survive every one of them, shot down 3 times, twice in the channel. He must have had a little bit of Christmas luck to get him through all that. But Uncle Steve would have been 101, and I can't help but think of him today. As we do this broadcast, you know, It's funny, we were talking about him today at breakfast at the house, and somebody mentioned what was the most outstanding characteristic of Uncle Steve, and I said, I think it was his ears. I said, I swear he could probably fly with them. They always used to kid him and call him Dumbo, like the little baby elephant, but that's a whole nother story. So I want to talk about this, a common problem that we see we're talking about common problems today in the Car Doctor as we kind of wind down the year and some of the things we've seen in the shop. And just wanted to give you food for thought. You know, we used to see this years ago, broken motor mounts and some of the chaos that broken motor mounts would cause. And it was traditional that broken motor mounts would cause, you know, problems with the way the transmission operated. You always knew 30 or 40 years ago, I've been driving a long time, guys, that you'd step on a car with a bad motor mount and you'd feel the motor come up and ka-thunk. And you always got in that car and the shift indicator was off half a tooth. You know, it was off a little bit on the detent. And you could tell that there was a problem in the way that the engine was sitting. It wasn't sitting correctly. Well, not too long ago, we had an 08 Chevy Suburban come in that had a problem with intermittent random. It would just shut off and stall, and it would, you know, flip on dash lights. And, you know, clearly everybody had tried working on this car, and it was all sorts of high-tech fixes and all sorts of solutions that they were trying to do to it. And, you know, the first time I got in it, I didn't catch it at first. I didn't notice it at first. But one time I was sitting at a stop sign and I went to make a left turn and I accelerated a little harder than normal, just trying to replicate it. And I felt the motor ka-thump. And I went, geez, I got a broken motor mount. It's got to be. And, you know, I went back to the shop and sure enough, you know, power braking in the shop, I had a busted left side motor mount. And they were common, right? That whole generation of GM trucks, Suburbans, Tahoes, all of those. Would break a motor mount. It was not an uncommon fault, an uncommon failure. So I put a motor mount in it, and I kept thinking about, could there be a connection between the motor mount and this random, you know, vehicle acting up, doing odd things, you know, shutting off, and, you know, the tack not working properly, and so on and so forth. So I started looking around the engine compartment. And, you know, if you ever look at one of those, the wiring harness comes back along the back of the firewall over the passenger side. I'm sorry, over the driver's side. It goes over the passenger side, too. But it goes over the driver's side valve cover area. And then it runs over to the main fuse box, goes under the booster, goes around. The bulkhead connector's right there. And then it feeds the main fuse box on the driver's side fender well, right? So there's an awful lot of information. There's an awful lot of critical manufacturing data points that's there. And it turns out, and if you look at those cars, because it turns out that's a coil near plug system, they called it, meaning that the ignition coils are mounted to the valve cover, and then there's a short spark plug wire that goes down to each individual plug. And, you know, that's coil near plug, not coil on plug. That's the difference. And they're mounted to a plate, and the back of the plate has a couple of studs sticking up the way the coils mount up and in. Every time the motor mount would let loose, that ka-thunk, you would see, you know, that stud started to puncture the wiring harness. And I guess every time they did it, it's just a little bit more and a little bit harder. And eventually, it just started to break wiring. And it got to the point where you would step on it, the motor would come up, the stud would go through the wire, it would ground out, or whatever it did, all right? It caused, you know, loss of signal. It was bending, breaking the wire. Ended up repairing the harness, fixing the motor mount, and the vehicle was fixed. You know, it just reminded me, years ago we would see things that were strictly mechanical, you know, in terms of failure, bad motor mount. You'd see a fault in the way the trans operated, you know, things like that. Well, now we're seeing that broken broken mount, the way the trans operates still affected. Now electronics are starting to be affected. Electronics are starting to fail and go bad. And, you know, just to point that out, that you've got to look at everything. I just think it's so important. You know, Danny and I go through this in the shop all the time. We're looking at certain things. trying to get a bearing on, you know, what's happening. And you've got to take, well, the last three cars did this. You've got to break that down into, tell me what's good, I'll tell you what's bad. You know, we go through it all the time. We sit down and just break it down as a simple, you know, because the vehicle didn't do that when it was new, right? That 07 Suburban didn't do that when it was new. When it was new, it operated fine. It operated as intended. It operated as designed. And I think that's just such a big part of diagnostics today, that we're still looking for problems. We're still looking for, well, it's got this fault code. Let's read the diagnostic tree. I don't think you can read a diagnostic tree. I think, you know, you can use it, you know, and I will read them. I will read a flow chart, a diagnostic tree, because I'm looking for specs. I'm looking for, this code sets when the voltage hits 11.2 volts. If it's at 11.3, am I going to, you know, and I'm testing something, it's 11.3, am I going to fail it? I'm going to judge it real good, because how do I know how accurate my meter is? If it's 11.1, does that mean it's an automatic failure? You know, where's that fine line? So diagnostics has to take a different view, I think, going forward in 2024. You know, as we move forward trying to repair cars, we've got to be aware. By the way, if you're deep into electronics, it's the end of the year. You know, I know I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through all my electrical leads and probably throw half of them out. I buy new electrical leads every year to every 18 months, depending on how much I've used them, because depending on how they've gotten bent and twisted and, you know, floated around, you know, and I'm also going to replace most of my probes. You know, there's a bulletin out there somewhere, I don't recall from who, I think it was from Fluke actually, that talked about the internal the outside resistance that builds up on electrical probes. And it's just very, very important that they're kept in premium peak condition. Now, it may not have been so critical on computer cars 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago. Trust me, the ones we're starting to see as the 21s, 22s, and 23s come in, it's getting to be very, very critical. So by all means, this is a good time of the year. If you need some last-minute Christmas presents for that mechanic in your life, consider buying them some electrical probes. So just something good to think about. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Coming up next, a treat.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Was the night before Christmas, and all through the dark. Not a car was still broken. All the plugs had their spark. The wrenches were stashed all snug in their boxes, while me by myself was having Christmas party leftovers, some bagels and loxes. When out from the lot there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet and yelled, "Hey, what's the matter?"
Now what to my bloodshot, tired eyes should appear but some crazy old guy, one sleigh with reindeer? I winced and I cried, oh great, just one more. I'd rather sit back and have a cup of tea and some s'mores. He approached the front door with a smile so bright, I quickly unlocked it and turned back on the office light. Excuse me, kind sir, but I'm having some trouble. The left runner on my sleigh has started to wobble. The balance is wrong and it pulls to the right. The reindeer are working too hard this cold night. I have so much to do and no time left to do it. Do you think that you could? Well, please get right to it. Without saying a word, I went to work right away. Too bad the alignment machine had no specs for a sleigh. Meanwhile, the reindeer were prancing around. That Rudolph and Comet, what a couple of clowns. In a matter of moments, time 1.2, the runner was straight and the alignment done too. I helped him load up, all the presents but one. He left it to pay me for cash, he had none. I hope it's from Snap-on, a half-inch drive air gun. He started the sleigh by merely calling their names on Dasher and Dancer, Donner and Blitzen. Get up off your butts, Rudolph, Comet, and Vixen. It started to idle and float in the air. Then Rudolph lit up the sky with his nose extraordinaire. And I heard him exclaim, this could have been quite a mess. The car doctor rings true. The mechanics aren't expensive. They're really priceless.
May your days be merry.
And may all your Christmases be
well. Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.